Sure thing. I'm Paul Keita, senior editor with Men's Health magazine.
We're talking today to Paul Keita about five reasons why you are absolutely exhausted after a full night's sleep. Why would this be?
Well, I'll tell you what. One of them is if you're a new parent. I have a almost three-month-old at home. And, Pat, I don't think I've slept more than 6 hours in the last 3 months. So excuse me if I start snoozing during this interview.
One of the reasons also that you could be exhausted after a full night's sleep is you could have sleep apnea. Now, could you have sleep apnea and really not know it?
Oh, this is a big one. Sleep apnea is actually a common undiagnosed problem, especially in overweight people. A lot of people find that putting on 10 or 15 pounds of weight actually creates some of the sleep apnea. Now, what do we mean by apnea? This is basically your brain forcing itself to make a tough decision at night. You either sleep or you breathe. And if that sounds scary, it is. You're in danger of, essentially suffocating yourself. So here are some signs of sleep apnea. And you can actually go to a sleep specialist or an ear, nose, and throat doctor to take this test. But if you find that you're falling asleep frequently throughout the day, if you find that you're falling asleep briefly while driving, which is also a scary thing, or if you find that no matter how long you sleep, you still feel exhausted, these may be warning signs of sleep apnea. So please, you know, because we're talking about dangerous scenarios and also situations where you don't want to be falling asleep at a meeting at work, you want to talk to a specialist about this. And it doesn't always have to lead to a CPAP machine. It could be as simple as losing those 10, 15 pounds.
Another reason could be that you ended the evening with a nightcap.
Yeah, and in fact, that word nightcap is sort of a misnomer. Yeah. It's not going to help you sleep at all. In fact, drinking before you go to sleep, not only can it trigger heartburn and that reflux associated with it, which, as we know, does not lead to a good night of sleep, it's a diuretic. So you're going to be getting up frequently during the night to go to the bathroom. But the other thing about alcohol is it reduces the deep sleep that you do get at night. So you're reducing the REM, deep sleep. And even though maybe you're sleeping longer, you're not getting that quality of sleep. So look, pass the booze at night and maybe opt for something like a nice herbal tea without caffeine.
That sounds good. And you mentioned caffeine. Sometimes I stop drinking caffeinated coffee at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because if I drink it any later than that, it's going to affect my sleep. I know that about myself.
So I'm the same way. And, you know, I think that we all know some people out there who will grab that like large cup of coffee at 8 p.m. And we're like, what are you doing? And they're like, well, that doesn't affect me. Well, caffeine, yes, it affects people more so than other people. But the other thing, and we mentioned this about the nightcap, is that coffee is a diuretic. So, you know, a lot of people think that it's normal to wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom, you know, 2-3 times, because that's what they've always done. Look, this is interrupting our sleep cycles, and it's also not great for our bladder. People forget that our bladder sort of operates like a muscle, and we need to have strong bladders, especially as we get into older age. So if you're finding that you're taking frequent pee breaks at night, look at your alcohol consumption, but also look at your coffee consumption.
Here's something I was guilty about just last night. I binge watched Jessica Jones on Netflix. And this can interrupt your sleep.
Well, yeah, and especially for as action-packed as Jessica Jones is. You know, this has to do, yes, with the blue light that comes from our devices. Now, there are apps and there are filters that you can put over these things in order to reduce that blue light, which interferes with sleep. But the other thing is that it is important to remember that these shows, which basically beg us to binge watch them, are incredibly dramatic, and they have a lot of cliffhangers, because this is what TV is now. We're not waiting for the next episode to come next week. We want to watch it immediately. And producers are making shows that make us want to pop these things like candy. So because they have so much action and there usually are cliffhangers at the end, this is a stimulant for our brains. It wants the next episode of Jessica Jones. So even if you think you aren't fully paying attention to the episode or you're falling asleep as the episode is on, it's going to screw with your cognitive arousal. It's going to make that natural transition to sleep a little bit more difficult.
And you know what I've noticed? Netflix only, I think the countdown is 4 seconds now between episodes. You go from one episode right into the next, 4 seconds. You don't even have a chance to get a drink of water.
This is all intentional because we are encouraged to continue to sit there and spend more time on Netflix. It's very important to take a break, or a personal rule for me that has seemed to work is watch no more than 2 episodes a day. And if it's a longer show, 1 episode. And I also guarantee you that you'll enjoy that show more if you have time to digest it.
So true. And the final reason why you're exhausted after a full night's sleep, and this one will never affect me, is that you work out before bedtime. That will never happen to me.
Yeah, look, we're not saying don't work out. We at Men's Health would never say that. It's one of the single most important things you can do in order to live a longer, healthier life. But if you find that you're more of a night owl when it comes to your exercise, it's also important to look at, is it affecting the quality of my sleep? And there's a funny mechanism here. This has to do with body temperature. Our bodies actually naturally like to cool down as we guide ourselves into sleep. Well, what does working out do? It raises that body temperature. So our general rule, and this is what the experts say, is that if you're exercising within 2 or 3 hours before bed, try to push it back. You want to give yourself a little bit longer than 3 hours. And another great tip is to take a shower before you go to bed, about 90 minutes before you go to bed, if you're having trouble falling asleep. The shower, unlike the working out, only temporarily raises the heat of your body. And then as your body cools down from the shower, it will also gradually guide itself off